USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
As crime continues to rise across the nation, President Biden is giving a major speech outlining his strategy for keeping the nation safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The U.S. intelligence community concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdrawal from the country is completed. This, as we hear, the Taliban is taking over territory as the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan. That is confirmed by General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
It is true that the Taliban are sniping at and picking off outposts, etc., and they have seized some district centers. 60% of the 81 were seized last year, and the others since in the last 2 months or so. So, yes, we're concerned. We're watching it. But there's a 300,000 plus or minus military force, Afghanistan Army, and police force, and it is their job to defend their country.
4 people are hospitalized after a pedestrian bridge in Washington, D.C. collapsed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a slew of bills regarding education.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed 3 bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
And today we're going to sign 3 bills that address key pillars of our civic literacy efforts. It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government, and the principles that underlie our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Democrats are increasingly critical of the Senate filibuster that took place regarding H.R. 1. This as Democrats used the filibuster in 2020 over 300 times compared to the 2 times it's been used by Republicans. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton pointing out the hypocrisy on the Senate floor on Tuesday.
So then you have a lot of Democrats who are complaining that the Senate rules and customs, the filibuster, has to go. They say that's a racist relic of the Jim Crow era. I will acknowledge that some Democrats over the years used the filibuster to block civil rights progress. But I'll also remind my Democratic colleagues that, yes, they used the filibuster hundreds of times in the last administration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.